Welcome back to another Cold 6 and 60. Today I got Chris Kawatu, everybody. Give it up for him to our main studio audience clapping for us today. It's pretty fun and awesome. I know. Thank you. You can stop applauding. Now, Chris, he brought today an 18 rack of 10 barrel pub beer lager. If you guys do not have this in your state, then go fuck yourself for drinking Coors. Or PBR or whatever else, because this is actually way better than that. It's foamier. It has still also... We've already been drinking a little bit. But it has like 5%. It doesn't give the ABV.
But it's an 18-pack for the price of a 6-pack.
Yep. It's like $13 for an 18-pack. Yeah. It's fucking great. I remember that when they're like 10. No, for a little while.
Yeah, I mean they've gained some popularity now.
Yeah, now it's in high demand.
It's the first time I've ever had it, and I'm not disappointed.
So pub beer started as a project to brew an easy drinking craft lager that we could enjoy at the brewery after a long day. Our brewers come back with a badass hell yes lager that's actually what they're saying. Badass hellas. Lager that is light bolded or bodied, slightly floral, highly carbonated, and more than anything, crushable drink up.
Is definitely crushable.
Definitely crushable.
I was gonna say,
it's yeah, you can slay beer. These. Yeah. JC's is dollar beers here in downtown Bend, which is super great. I love going there on Thursdays for that.
I love JC's.
But yeah, man, let's crack them open. We already kind of know the taste.
Cheers.
Drinking them. Cheers. Like, dude, it's so foamy. It's so great. Like it, but it's not. You know, like in your mouth, it tastes foamy, but it's just creamy, rich. Better than a Coors. But it's like right next to Coors, like Coors Banquet.
I'd say this is like the equivalent of a microbrewed PBR.
But cheap as fuck. Cheaper. Cheap as fuck. Cheaper than Coors.
Yeah, cheaper. Yeah.
Cheaper than Coors. Man, dude, give up for 10 barrel selling out to Bush to be able to make this.
Yeah, thanks for your pub beer.
Yeah, thank you for your pub beer. It's great. We're having a good time on them. I know this is more of a cheaper beer, but it is technically a lager and an IP or a craft beer. So that if we finish more than three in this podcast, which we already done more before, no biggie, no sweat. So, Chris.
Yes, sir.
Everyone is wanting to die to know, why are you wanting to move in my house?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, if you guys don't know, he's actually going to become my new roommate, but he does some really cool stuff. So that's why I asked him to be on the podcast. But why are you dying to be in my house, dude? Like, what? Are you jealous? and you're like, I want that?
Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong. That is one way to look at it.
Burping's accepted here.
Oh,
it's
cool.
It's a beer drinking podcast.
Cool.
So yeah, you belch.
Awesome.
To belching, everybody. it's fucking great.
All right, settle down.
Chill out.
Yeah.
Crowd, you're too generous.
But no, I know you know the story. I came from a pretty shitty housing situation before. And
well, you're supposed to move in with us before.
Oh, true. Yeah.
So
That actually plays into the reason why I moved out right now, or a couple weeks ago. Just because if I had moved in when it had been originally planned, it would have been way worse than it was 2 weeks ago.
Oh, man.
So it was already pretty bad 2 weeks ago, but I figured I'd rather...
Fuck it. Let me go live with Ross, DJ, and Danny.
Yeah.
Dude, they seem great guys. I'm just going to dish my life.
I'm still really happy that it worked out as well as it
did. Dude, all I can say is cheers. And I can't wait after our conversation earlier, having a couple beers. Which we've been kind of trying to do for a little while.
Yeah.
But, you know, and now it's turning to a podcast because we're here so long. Like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
So I'm glad. Thank you again. For also bringing the beer after I drank my own 6-pack earlier.
No worries.
I gave you one.
Yeah,
so I
thank you.
Five. Yeah.
Thank you.
We started on some Deschutes. But, you know, do you see yourself as like a consistent mover?
No, hell no. Moving sucks. And
See, I pack light. I'm a light guy. That corner of this room, you guys can't see it. It's a weed flag, a shelf with some things on it. That's all I have, plus what's in my room, which is a shelf and a dresser and clothes and a bed. And even that bed, I got that bed. Get this. I got that bed from another stand-up comedian.
Nice.
But his grandpa died on it.
Nice.
So one time I'm walking through downtown with him. And I go, hey, Connor. He's been on here enough times I can say his name. Hey, Connor Satterfield. Like, was your grandma a brunette? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, dude, your grandpa's haunting my dreams. At nighttime, I'm fucking the shit out of him. Like, bro, he was also in Vietnam, right? And he's like, yeah. Like, how are you knowing these things? Because he's never told me any of these. Nice. And I'm guessing it's just dead on, but, yeah. Like, crazy. And he's like, yeah, how did you know? I'm like, because I'm waking up in rice paddy fields screaming. Like, waking up in your grandpa's bed. He's haunting me, bro. But your grandma, when she was young, oh,
dime God, piece.
Dude, so tight, so tight, so tight. That women being disprivileged if they were fucking other guys, a lot of guys or whatever, you know, type of mentality made that pussy tighter. No offense, I believe. Can we give it up for women actually feeling sexually confident? Everybody? Can we do that? I have no shame on that, but I'm just saying it was tighter. They had no dildos. They had no nothing. Blah, blah, blah. And he's like, bro, you're getting too deep on my grandpa right now. Like, he just started dying of laughter. He didn't say that. But, like, yeah. I guess everything right while I was, like, in that screaming moment of going, dude, your grandpa is overtaking me in my dreams. Like, I'm living your grandpa's life while I'm asleep in my deep realm. Like, and, yeah, it was just funny.
And, I mean, I'd say that's, you know, that attests to the skills of you being able to be a stand-up comedian, you know, being able to have those quick-witted details.
Well, but guessing right, you know, like, if you asked me if I was psychic, I'd be like, wait, hold on. Let me guess. You have two biological parents, you know, like, yeah. Just to be right. And I'm guessing, but it's like, wow, how do you know? Cause I do that a lot. Like, there was one time I was out while in firefighting and I was talking to my buddy, who was on his phone and he was still in chow, dinner chow. And he went like, we're still going. All right. He was like just on his phone, seeming vigorously texting. And I was like, dude, what's up with your three chicks? And he was like, how do you know I'm talking to three of them right now? I go like, let me guess. You have two biological parents. He's like, holy fuck, are you psychic? Like, it was great. No, chow for firefighters are nuts, man. So
I used to cater to firefighters out, really? Out by while they were fighting fires. We would all
post cater.
Yeah,
dude, what's that like? How early did you actually have to wake up? Because you woke up way before us.
Well, it was an all day thing. I mean, and we had multiple. So I went with my really good friend growing up.
Were you getting like 18-hour days?
Yes and no. I mean, like we were like 15, so we were like cheap labor. We didn't get paid, but
you're 15 years old.
Yeah.
Summer job.
Yeah. Yeah. And my friend's mom.
Who do you cater for?
Stewart's firefighting.
Don't know, but or continue now.
Yeah. We would go out there. They
shout out to firefighters, everybody. Yeah.
Firefighters and everyone involved.
Fuck the police. God only made firefighters so cops have heroes.
Savage.
Fuck the cops. Anyway. When you're actually needed, thank you, cops and officers. So let's give you for that. But shooting black people or anybody of brown color at random as target practice is not a fair game to me. And I'm saying that very loosely and lightly. I hope people understand that. Don't get offended by that, because if you did, you're probably white. All right, so catering. All right, so what time were you waking up?
Oh, shit. 4, 3. Because we got to get everything out of the refrigerated trucks running all, like,
Oh, grills. All day. You're cooking for like 700 people or more. Yeah, like thousands.
That's like low to mid for the fires that were out here.
Yeah.
But that definitely not the biggest.
Oh, you never
grass.
Really traveled out of city to go do it?
No, because again, I was 15. But his mom would go all over the West Coast, and I think a little bit farther east too. I forget. But we only did the ones in Oregon or like they were really all south by the border of Oregon and California.
Which I'm sorry to seem that most firefighters, because of doing a long day of work and we're all badasses or try to out badass each other. A lot of people just weren't always like super talkative to you guys. Like, oh, thank you. It was like,
everyone,
thank you, and that's it.
No, it was thank you so much for everything. Like,
was it good food? Was it actually good food?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, then yeah. That's why. Yeah. Cause
people, we also set them up with all the condiments. Like, I mean, it was all packets, but we like, I don't know, because the guys that we saw were coming straight back from the fire. So you saw them.
Right. Yeah,
just
especially
the look
at dinner
on
chow.
Their face. The,
all dirt. Yeah.
Yeah, and the way they were dragging their feet, just, I don't know. It was nice to see that at the end, like, we could at least bring
help
some kind of life back into them.
Yeah, no, totally.
And they were so thankful for it.
Because, like, each time I was in a chow line, I don't know if you know who Five Star Catering is.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Five Star Catering, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. You guys are amazing. I will say that stupendously, because they will give you about like 40 ounces worth of fucking food. Like, it's piled. It's mounded. It's like almost damn near
pound.
They'll
still finish it.
So, like, no. Most, so, when I go out and chow, right, I'd go talk to you. But they all know me because I'm like, out of everyone I listen to then even my crew, like, sure, everyone says thank you. I talk to you. I go, hey, man, how's your day been? Like, how's that? Blah, blah, blah. It was hard for us out there, but, like, still, like, you know, like, you guys are doing this all day in one small confined space. At least I'm out there going miles and digging, breaking shit. If I was, like, in an office space, which that's not even a cubicle, but that's, like, three cubicle space, mm-hmm. I would still go nuts. I'd go crazy. What the term is of working in fast food and hearing the ding, ding, ding in your ear, going postal,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, I'd go postal, man. Like, a shout out to on how crazy life is and everybody actually going postal now, you know? Postal is the way, USPS, thank you. but for catering, man, I would talk to them so much to the point I'd be like, hey, just hand me a second plate. And they would, because you would hand us, like, the small little things for our salads.
Yeah.
I would take that whole plate after my big-ass meal of food, and I would ask for a little bit of extra so I don't have to go 3 seconds and clog up the line or whatever to them,
yeah.
You know, or waste my time or their time. They would hand me that second plate. I would mound a salad. So huge, right? And then also the plate would be with a cup, like, extra mashed potatoes or whatever, like a second scoop or whatever, so I just don't have to go back through because that's all I wanted. And all my firefighters, buddies, my crewmates, would not believe that I would sit there through the whole thing eating my entire plate when they could barely eat it all. I wouldn't just eat that, but I would sit there and eat my salad. I was more worried about my salad being finished than the actual plate. Because those are more actual healthy nutrients compared to just protein. Because sometimes you guys just only service burgers and beans and whatever else. But that salad had that nutrients with all that. I don't know if you've seen on Armstrong's website.
Like Neil Armstrong?
Neil Armstrong's website. He was like one of the first ones to show studies, proven facts, and talking facts about how, no, you can't just eat salad. Because it turns to muck in your stomach, and it turns to decomposing, where that decomposing releases the vitamins and things that you actually need, but it sits in your stomach way longer. So when you actually, like, eat it in within your actual food, like, of protein and things like that,
it actually helps
it digest and move. You need beef and things like that to make it actually move through your whole body. So vegans that only eat vegetables, they're clogged. all the time. Like, their body is just like...
Why do you think they call it Beano?
Why do you think that they look super skinny, but they're like, I'm full? It's because they're clogged. They're clogged. It's trying to digest, but they can't because it's just rotting in their stomach for them to finally get that nutrients.
Yeah.
Shout out to the one testicle guy, Neil Armstrong.
Oh, everybody. Lance. I was going to ask. Are you Lance, Neil
went on the moon. Lance was a biker. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Peller. I'm talking about the Peller, you know, the bracelet guy.
Yeah.
First one to make those cool bracelets. Now it's just bar bracelets are cool.
Yeah.
Or do you remember those animal bracelets?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're all, like, whatever, and you put them on, and they're, like, no one knows what they even look like.
Yeah,
oh, I got a giraffe.
I know, you gotta take it off and, like, you know, untwist it, and, yeah. I don't know why that was such a fad.
It was a fad for, like, 6 months. Ravers.
It was, like, failed shrink-a-dink.
Ravers. Yeah, no, straight up. But shrink-a-dink at least lasted through the whole 90s era.
Yeah, exactly.
And then also, like, 2005 is when it started to die down.
Yeah.
What is it? What were those digital pets?
Oh, Tamagotchi.
Tamagotchi. Yeah, dude. Like, I just looked that shit up, man. Like, I didn't even know that it was from Tamagotchi. I just, like, got it. You know, and I thought they're like digital pets.
Oh,
is
yeah,
what they're
yeah.
called. But I thought they had like Neopet or whatever. But no, Neopet was like some animal thing through McDonald's.
No, Neopet was a clone of the Tamagotchi.
Like, through McDonald's.
Did McDonald's fund?
Well, they threw their own out. They threw their own little thing out. But it, no matter what you did, it was like either a blank screen. Of just like a fake character, but it never died because it's like a blank screen with
you push
an outline,
and it would flash, but
fake buttons that everybody pushed, or they gave you an actual one, but the thing was so high maintenance where the battery died very fast, it died instantly, and you're like, well, that toy didn't last me my whole life, it's terrible.
What does last you your whole life, you know?
My life.
I mean, that's true. God, that
as long as long as it's gonna live is my life, and that's my life. That's a lifetime.
That's like when people say, "Oh, it's if you can't find something, it's always the last place you look." Well, no shit. I'm not gonna keep looking after I've found it. Thank you for that advice.
Thank you. I'm gonna take you with me to my grave. Yeah. I'm gonna handle it. So, I actually want to talk to you about a couple actual things, though.
Yeah.
I know we're talking some fun stories.
I was going to say, like, just because, like, I've worked with DJ and Ross, but, like, I really wanted to, take some time to get to know you because I am.
Oh, dude, I'm already telling stories. So now, I want to get to know you and my crowd. I'm the village idiot. I'm going to ask, like, some of these questions I already know. And answers I already know. But my crowd doesn't know. Yeah, my crowd doesn't know. I want them to meet you as if, like, you just met at a bar stool.
Yeah.
You know, and we're getting abbreviated, joking around, talk about what you do. And then it goes as if, like, we're best friends and we tell you more crazy stories.
And we're best friends with the crowd.
Right. Exactly. So I'm supposed to play the crowd of what I can ask. So I play very dumb, but also slightly educated because my crowd is not.
Careful.
I almost said the R word. All right, retarded. You're not retarded. And even if you are, thank you for listening to my podcast. If you're retarded, give it up. I want everybody to feel that every level can try to understand this. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm trying to help out the needy. I'm the disability or whatever else. Even if someone wants to call you the R word and you are that, you know, don't get mad. My podcast is about not getting mad and being just real. So, Chris.
No holds barred is what I was going to say. You know, ask all the questions.
Bar of the bar, man. I'm just playing the guitar in the local tavern or for the queen of the fucking castle. Right now, you work for Big Pharma.
No, Small Pharma.
Small Pharma. But pharmaceuticals are Big Pharma. You might be a small thing to help produce bigger companies.
Yeah.
Produce a certain amount, at least.
So, all the successful projects from us go to Big Pharma to be mass produced. But we lay the groundwork.
So you make thousands, billions of pills.
I'd say hundreds of thousands. Because, yeah, hundreds of thousands.
Not billions?
No, because like I said, we're small. We have 30, 34, 36.
So explain to me the process a little bit. Like, so, how does it really go? Like,
it's actually, it's pretty fascinating. So a client will send us a, let's say, so.
A concoction recipe?
Yeah, more or less. Not just the recipe, but the actual finished product too. But the finished product is, say you have a tablet of Tylenol.
Okay. Yeah, let's base this on Advil. Crowd-based of understanding.
Not a liquid gel. That's next podcast material.
That's a level below above him.
So you have a tablet that's like a little hard candy, you know, those kinds of tablets. And so let's say you have Tylenol. That tablet is 100% Tylenol. And so let's say that tablet is, if it's a 50 milligram tablet of Tylenol, then that little tablet is like 2.5% out of the whole tablet. Wow. The rest of it helps the Tylenol
actually dissolve,
get into your system.
So what are things correctly that helps you get dissolved? Because granted, like, you can look at the back of any almost vitamin, right? Or no, soap. Let's go with soap. For it to actually do its thing, it's going to also explain all these random recipes that you can't even pronounce.
And that's why it includes all that shit that you can't pronounce, is that's all the other shit that's like
actually there to help it do what the
main ingredient deliver. And so what I do is the client will send us the raw Tylenol, which is usually crystalline, or sometimes you open the cap and it destroys itself.
What do you mean? Like, it just disintegrates and floats in the air?
Like, it's dust? It's just, you open the cap, and if it's not in extremely controlled conditions, it is so unstable, it just destroys itself.
So, all right. I know I'm going to want you to keep explaining it, but the whole process itself. But you guys just only make the pills, and the pills go somewhere, and then they bottle it?
No.
You bottle it?
Yeah, so I'll explain.
Okay, sorry. Keep going then.
Yeah, so I'll for all intents and purposes, I'll continue with this, and then that'll lead in, that'll be a segue.
It would be a good push in.
So you
need a second beer.
This is my second one.
Oh, cheers.
Yeah, cheers.
Yeah.
So the client sends us this raw Tylenol. It's usually a crystal, and if you ate it, regardless of not even knowing what it did, it would most likely not do anything, because it is so
pure formed.
The crystal is so pure, it's so unavailable to the body that it's just,
you mean I can feel so less of pain that I might be floating based off some crystal? Sounds like you're making meth in a lab.
No, we receive the crystal that doesn't do anything, but If
it doesn't do anything, then why do you receive it?
Because
we
take it from that crystalline form, where it's so pure it can't dissolve, and we break it up and mix it with all of those other things into a 2.5% active ingredient tablet, like I was saying with the Tylenol. And when you do take that tablet compared to what we receive, it actually works. Because it's readily available to the body.
Chemical balancement, yeah.
It's readily available to the body. And so if you look at the whole grand scheme of things, you have phase 1, 2, and 3. And phase 3 is your Tylenol. That's what's mass-produced, commercial, is the term used.
Okay.
And in phase 1 and 2, it's animal testing, lots of trial
which give it out to those monkeys that are getting drugged without knowing. Thank you for not dying.
It's dogs and rats.
Well, I wish I had a boo button. Boo, yeah. Dogs, boo. Rats and monkeys, who gives a fuck? No, but dogs
and rats.
Wow.
But okay, shout out to the people who allow those dogs to be adopted once their career is done, which you can do.
Yeah, give it up to them people. I'll do a second clap. Yeah.
See if you can find that anywhere around you. I thought that was super cool.
As long as they, because who knows if that's really messing up dogs' health, and those people are going to have to be thousands to fix a dog on their health. which, I don't know, everybody cried at Marley and Me. They cried at my dog Skip. You know what I mean? Which, whatever happened to the actor in My Dog Skip? You know what?
No, I haven't seen that movie.
You haven't seen that? No. He was in a couple things.
I've seen Marley and Me.
I think he's the exact same actor that was... I can be totally wrong. Don't quote me. But, you know, the guy with the boing in The Little Rascals?
Oh, Alfalfa.
Alfalfa. Yeah, I think it was the exact same actor when it was just a little bit older. It is the dog owner of My Dog Skip. And it was doing like World War II sort of segment. And you watch the dog die. It was the first Marley and Me for a kid's view.
True.
It was horrible. Not horrible as in like the film was horrible. It was horrible because you really connected to the dog. Right? 'Cause you're a kid and you're loving it. And you're just... And then it dies! Well, everything dies. I'm sorry. It just made me cry before Marley. I didn't even cry because of in Marley and Me. I didn't cry because I've seen My Dog Skip. Yeah, I was like, this is pussy shit. anyway, so you now put the certain chemicals for it to actually match. And how many different machines is this already going through to make that happen?
So, do you want a capsule or a tablet, is the question.
All right, let's go through just standard process until it starts to bear off.
Okay. Actually, that's cool.
Fair question?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
So,
I don't know anything about this, so explain on how the whole thing... Give me college.
Yeah, so I'll...
without saying hi,
do you,
pH and shit.
Do you Reddit?
Oh, do I Reddit?
So, yeah. Explain it like I'm five.
Yeah.
Playing
like a five. There
so,
you go.
So,
more like 11 though.
Okay. So we take that raw crystalline thing from our client, and we go through the initial testing to see what first it's soluble in, and how can we break it out of the crystalline form and make it stable at the same time. Because once it's out of the crystalline form,
so but you're also doing several different. Different pills or
things we're like always that. So I'll work on five different clients in a
so
day.
Yeah, so it's five different clients, but they're going through the same machines.
Yeah.
So how much residue is left?
We test all the equipment after each campaign to make sure.
To make sure. So you do a couple test run,
and we
then
have
you
all
make sure.
Everything. Like clearly stated that yes, this machine has been cleaned.
So how many of these pills throughout these five machines that it has to run through? I'm only guessing five machines. I've worked at painting. I've painted a lot of different.
We actually just got an orbital mixer.
Really?
Yeah.
And everyone calls it a paint
mixer.
So now you're at five.
It's an orbital mixer. It's cool.
So. Out of these five, you know, like how, oh God, now I forgot. One point, new thing on here. If I forget a question, everybody's going to count points. Points are going to lead up to if someone's able to email me within a course of a couple months of how many points I'm at and I can go back and track it, I will give you a free t-shirt, free hat, whatever. First one to do it. Follow through. But now, so five different units.
Let's always just say clean. Multiple.
Multiple.
Well, it changes.
You have several different departments. How actually big? Because I work at, I'll say it starts with Mons. I'm not going to
Lonza.
Say the end.
Nah, oh, fuck. I'm
not trying to say the whole thing. Yeah. Beep. but I paint their facility, epoxy, clean.
Really?
For everything for them to be at 100% sterile chemical and laboratory level. And we also do a second one, but they're
so
more
know,
of a warehouse
know,
size.
You know, the
but,
clean room style.
They have several different buildings.
Oh, yeah.
Where I've also worked in a warehouse style, and they only have about 10 machines. But those 10 machines are duplicated, so it's technically five. But they're also... pumping out. We're saying 3-5 different company things
huge.
For a day, and you're doing hundreds of thousands. But how do you feed the masses? Like, if it's Tylenol, okay, You want to be able to feed the masses.
Oh, when we deliver. See, that's where we come in. So all of our clients have presented, one, super challenging products that people look at and be like, nah, I'll do the Tylenol. I won't take your like project. And it's because they're
super... Wait, so Advil would be like, nah, this ain't Advil. I'll take this other person's Advil.
Well, it's not that. It's they're challenging and there aren't any current cures on the market.
No. There's never a cure.
No. So we're
because there's causing more problems. I was like, if you want to get this, blah blah blah, but it might cause diarrhea. Might cause.
And that's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. Our clients are presenting ingredients that can cure disabilities and diseases that there's no known cure for yet.
Oh, so you're in the high grade.
Our company is small, but we take the challenging and most rewarding.
That's where you're trying on dogs, you assholes.
Well, no, that everyone does that. Actually, it's pretty stunning.
And how often they test on dogs?
But
how often do dogs have this? Dude, I can't give certain Tylenols to my dog, but us humans, we give to babies.
True. Yeah.
That's a known fact. So, to test on a dog for relativity to being a human, that's why we've always done rats and pigs and monkeys.
So, what I will say, I don't know the actual specifics because I'm not a toxicologist.
Neither am I. Yeah. I just still know minimal. I'm a village idiot that has some idea.
But the reason why it's spread across so many different things is because in phase one and two, if you show any kind of detrimental thing, the FDA is not going to pass it, especially if it's in, it will, it, especially because it will be in the records. And the FDA is incredibly conservative.
Well, yeah, they need to be. Yeah, they need to they be. Need they to need be. To be.
They and they do have a great, great job.
So to all you liberalists, out there, you want to get your free medicine and healthcare, the FDA says nay.
I just say conservative.
I know. Based on really conservative on how they see pills. They're strict. I'm making a joke. Because healthcare, Bernie Sanders and everything.
Oh, yeah, that's a whole other can of worms.
Yeah, a whole other can of worms, which, fuck Biden, you child toucher. I just have to say that the NCYN or whatever it is said that he's the best candidate against Trump. Bernie is. Bernie is the only person that's going to possibly beat Trump. That's where I'm going to leave it. We're going to stay on that. So back to pills. I was a Yang gang. I'm a Yang gang. I'm still going for vote for Andrew Yang because everybody got really behind a black president. Rioted when a woman didn't win, and then now it's Asian. Who cares? Yeah, no, fuck you. I want an Asian president who knows math and looking both sides of the whole spectrum, but you guys couldn't give him that. Hopefully he runs again in 2024. So back to pills.
Yeah.
Back to pills. I had to give my own little spiel on this. Because that's the only detail I have of politics. I worked in politics. I've gone door to door, ran canvassing for Democrats and Republicans. Money is the same color. All I know is what I really want. I want someone who never worked in Democrat or worked in politics before with business side to actually understand on how this thing can work. So, and no ties to people making them rich. So, Biden, stop touching little girls. It's weird. It's weird! Fucking Louis C.K. jerked off in front of one girl and all of a sudden, his career is ruined. You're kissing little girls and they're doing like whoa faces. Like, they weren't expecting it. Groping. Have you not watched the videos?
I am so removed from politics.
Oh, man. Dude, like, I'm removed too. But, like, that's why I don't want to get deep, but like of being like trying to be out of it, and I was like, I know my politician because I saw that and I got deep in him. But just even the outside, Biden literally has hundreds of videos, thousands of videos of him just going up to little girls' heads and not like a, you know, it's like, or like he's hugging, over hugging, and then also kind of over pushing. Like you can watch it, dude. Like you know what? Like me being an uncle, two friends' kids that are girls, right? Being an uncle to my niece of family friends. When I hug, my crotch is a little bit back.
Oh, there's
you know what I mean? There's a small
bend at the waist. Angle.
Yeah. No, him, you can literally watch it. He goes from that bend of being straight a little bit.
And then leans back.
Oh. Yeah, on all these really young girls, dude. And there's also a bunch of videos of him, like, kissing young teenage girls on the head and things like that and groping sort of thing while he's on fucking camera, dude. And
it's not like he's, like, lifting them up slightly or, like...
Yeah, nothing. Dude, it seems sort of like he
weird.
Kind of is. Like, after this podcast, I'll show you video after video. It's not political at all. Because maybe he has great ideas. But he's a child toucher. He's a child toucher.
Interesting.
And I don't support that shit. I can't even watch or listen to Michael Jackson anymore. Because one time I was singing... Oh, beat it. In my friend's mom's car. And she's like, hey, Skeeter, which that's a different story. My nickname Skeeter. Yeah, okay. I have a tattoo right here. Look, I'm a Skeeter.
I got one right here.
Dude, is that a planet? Is that orbital?
It's a hydrogen atom.
Ah, nice.
Yeah.
Hey, what up, Adam?
Yeah, what up, orbital?
So, I'm Skeeter, all right, at this moment. And she goes, Skeeter. You know, he was a fucking chomo, right? So now each time...
How long ago is this?
Like 4 years ago. But ever since then...
Oh.
Right after his death still. And so every now and again when I listen to Michael Jackson and I hear it, all I hear is her going, you know, he's a fucking chomo, right? He's a fucking chomo. So now I can't listen to Michael Jackson without touching kids. Not me actually touching kids, him touching kids.
Wasn't he proven like... Completely removed
from money? Half innocent, half not. And the court went like, I don't know. But who knows? He had a lot of money.
Okay.
You get what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was Michael Jackson.
And then he died.
Who knows if the judge was just a fan? You know what I mean? But he is found with a book of naked kids' photos. He had a bunch of kids always hanging out 24/7 on his property in Neverland. You know, I'm not saying that was his main dream, but he always wanted to be a kid at the end of the day was his deal because his dad was like, dance, fucker, you know, like, I mean, to him and his siblings.
I wouldn't have wanted to be in the Jackson 5. That the fact that so many of them remain successful throughout their lives is astounding.
Like Janet Jackson.
Is just amazing. Yes, please.
Yep, we're right there. Bada bing, bada boom. All right, so I know I got us a little off topic.
Cheers.
I got us a little off topic. So, how big is your actual facility? Is it like, and how many people, based on facility use, how many people or how much for big corporation actually order a certain amount? For you to work on, because you mentioned before, you
so
do like five people.
We don't send it to Big Pharma. What happens is, so we have three buildings right now.
Do you ever send things for Advil?
No.
No, all right.
No,
so
no.
Just only those high things that don't have cures and they're trying to figure out cures type stuff.
I mean, we have a whole broad spectrum of clients. There's like a lot of confidentiality involved, so.
Keep talking.
What I will say is, yeah, so we have three buildings, and so the work is split across actually pretty evenly. One building has two departments in it, I will say that.
So three locations, but one has two departments?
Yeah, and, okay. And we're in the works of making our own building, which from what I've seen is going to be... So cool. So sick. And
so real quick, are you able to give one name of something that doesn't have a cure that you're trying to fix for with the name of the pill.
Oh, I definitely couldn't do that.
You can't? Okay. All right. I just want to make
not
sure.
Not the name of the... Yeah,
I don't want to get in trouble for getting drunk and talking about it and then misrepresenting. Because weed is the best cure to everything. Roasted Toast, RSO, DMSO, fuck you, cancer. That's the biggest thing that we care about. All right, so here. How long is it that you try to help these people who don't have a cure for something, but they came up with a concoction of a formula, to now they're not even using that no more, and they tell you to change it again? Like, does that happen often? Because this is a big pharma we're talking about, man. Like, people are even experimented out of this throughout years and years of actual using.
And yeah, and actually the craziest thing is, so as long as your thing, your drug is in...
Which, by the way, give it up to drug makers, you know, whipping up in the kitchen or into a big storage unit. It's great.
where was that? I completely...
How many times do you end up finding out that the company that you're working for ends up having to change it?
So that, any changes that drastic happen before it goes to phase three, because, as one of the main reasons is, as long as it's in phases one and two, legitimately, it has to be going through stability testing. So I've set up samples that won't get touched for 3+ years.
Really?
Yeah.
But they're still handing out?
But every, you know...
But they're still handing out? But they're still handing out?
What do you mean?
Like, to test on people or dogs or rats?
Well...
But so it won't get tested for 3 years?
But the what's getting tested on the what's getting tested isn't that old. It's just as long as it's in testing, it needs to have.
Oh, all right. So it's like you start one as in testing for years. Right.
Exactly.
Okay. It's not the one pill and it waits to get tested after there's also testing on people. Okay.
Because if it does end up working, you need to know the shelf life. And you need to know the effects of that shelf life, because sometimes if something expires and
you ever take an Advil that's a year old?
No, what does it do?
Same
I can't.
Thing.
Yeah,
same
I was
thing.
Gonna say
it just
exactly,
doesn't do it, but it doesn't do it as strong as a new pill.
But it doesn't have a neurotoxin or something crazy, like because
right.
Cause
I've never taken a year old Vicodin. You know what I want though? You want to know what I want though?
Yeah.
Joey Diaz. You know who Joey Diaz is?
No.
He's Coco Joey Diaz. Tells real stories. Everything else. Quaaludes. I want a Quaalude.
Okay. Yeah.
I want it is a roofie that still keeps you awake and hard. It's a male version of a roofie, but they don't make them no more, and you can only get them they still do
in South Africa.
Oh shit!
That's where
I gotta go dark web.
That's
huh?
the main export.
I gotta
there's,
go dark
there's
web.
There's an amazing documentary. Do you know of Hamilton's Pharmacopoeia? Vice. Do you know Vice?
Yeah, I know Vice. Everybody knows Vice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hamilton's Pharmacopoeia is a. He was an extra on the show Vice, and he ended up getting his own show called Hamilton's Pharmacopoeia, and he does all these documentaries. Each one's an hour long. About one time he did peyote, one time it's backyard Quaalude chemist, and
dude,
all about the black market trade from South Africa to China. It is amazing,
bro. The only thing. I even said, I've been a diversion, all right? I'm not ashamed to it. That's why I tell you all, drive home safe, okay?
Just
I'm glad
safe.
Everyone has an Uber ride after my show. So thank you, Uber,
thank
Lyft.
You.
If you want,
all
if you
of
these
sober
me,
drivers.
Yep, thank you. If you want to give me a sponsorship, that'd be great and awesome. But
I try to get sponsored by Mickey.
I want to have a Quaalude, and I set it in diversion, and they're like, what type of drugs have you done? I listed a bunch, and they're like, well, what's a downer type of thing? And I was like, a Quaalude? But too bad they're not around no more. And everyone, like, I'm in a room of, like, 15 people in my diversion clique. They're like, you said that, like, that was a bad thing. I'm like, yeah, I want a Quaalude. Like, I literally shouted, like, on how I just shouted now. Yeah, if I don't drink another day in my life, which my podcast is proof that I did drink another day, because there's no Quaaludes. Like, I just got into it. And I got into everyone. Yeah. If I want one last drug to ever do without doing anything else, give me 3 Quaaludes. Please. 3. Because it's a magic number.
Really?
1. Try it out for a little bit. See how you're feeling in an hour. After that, if you can stand it, pop 2 more.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Same with acid. That's not how I do it.
I see that.
Yep. Shrooms, acid, whatever else. I'm a trip theorist. Which, you know, thank God that Joe Rogan's out there saying that he also does shit, because, yeah, fuck the government of saying that I can't do that.
On that topic, though, like, one of the main reasons, because Quaaludes are something that made it to the commercial level.
They were
commercially available.
They were first, like, originally black market, and they made it to commercial level before weed. And then now...
Because efficacy is a big part of making something
well because to the commercial they were level. Yeah, they refined it. They refined it into a pill form.
Yeah.
Of what actual Quaaludes are. I'm trying to remember what plant it was. Fuck. I'm a little intoxicated. Where Quaalude formula actually comes from. It's not a concoction of different sort of formula. It was made based off of a plant. And then they extracted it, made it more. If I'm wrong, email me at cousindanielhoffman@gmail.com. Please email him
because now I'm curious.
Yeah, because I don't want to look it up right now and spend your time. like I said, Village Idiot. Let's hash this out. We're all in together. Like Village yeah. Idiot, if I'm wrong. But what I know of Quaaludes is from an actual plant that got extracted. So another plant that's like that is like yarrow. Yarrow, you smoke it. You smoke a bowl. You feel like you smoked about like an eighth of a bowl of weed, right? You go take an eighth or a quarter of Vicodin or Valium. It feels like you took 4 pills instead of your 2 of your daily dose. You smoke it with your weed. One bowl will feel like you smoke 3. Yarrow is a drug that's plant-based, but enhances every other drug you do.
Damn.
To the fine point. I knew a guy who did Valium, but he has a bad liver. So what he did was smoke. He grows his own yarrow. It's not hard to do. Put it in your window. Whatever. He's got a plant that's 15
is
years
it,
old.
And is it legal? Out.
Yeah. No, it grows in the desert at sure. ocean level desert.
Okay.
So us firefighters, instead of smoking weed because it didn't pop up, we can smoke like 2 joints of that and we'll feel like at the end of the day that we just literally had like 2 bowls, 2-3 bowls, but it'll take like 3 joints to get there.
Interesting.
But we go smoke 1 bowl. Oh, it'll feel like we just fucking smoked 15. Like, just know, like it launches you, man.
Oh, be careful with that.
Have
you heard of the grapefruit effect?
No. What?
So have you ever heard of some medication saying don't take this with a grapefruit?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, now I know what you mean. Yeah. Because citrus. Citrus for weed, for psychedelics, for everything else, too.
Anything that's a CYP inhibitor, so you can't metabolize the drug, and it just stays in your system.
Because of citrus?
Because specifically, that's like grapefruit. Another one is like
grapefruit. Grapefruit is like a little bit higher than orange, so that's why it's probably not called
It's bergamotin is one of the specific chemicals.
Yeah.
But there's
pineapple, grapefruit, oranges, tangerines. Yeah.
Okay.
That over citrusy taste. Mangoes don't have big enough, but it has it, but it's not like enough to really affect you.
Okay.
Stuff like that. I don't know. I could be talking my ass, but of my understanding, because
I'm just saying it's similar to that. I'm not saying it does the same thing.
Have you ever done shrooms? And yes. Then, like, you take citrus, like, you start drinking orange juice, and it, like, enhances it.
And then if you drink milk, it...
Yeah. It puts you down, but you might puke because of the dairy in your system. Yeah. It's the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Exact same thing. But even with pharmaceuticals, some also is, like, be worried of milk. Right?
I'm not sure, but I probably.
I knew a couple of people that couldn't drink milk in the morning. They had to wait a couple hours before they can actually have their breakfast. So they wake up at 12, have a small little quick, like, oats or whatever, go back to sleep, back up, and then they can have their cereal or a glass of milk or more at lunch, brunch time when they're old. Old people more. Yeah. It's like the milk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's enough drugs out there that I could, it's probably a thing.
Yeah, so right now I want everybody up. Up to know, he's not a drug lord. He's just a drug maker. So give it up for those who make your drugs and whipping out to the kitchen, and doing their hard labor for Big Pharma. Yeah,
I'm definitely not a drug lord.
No, not a drug lord or drug dealer. You just make it for the big drug dealers.
I got a degree in chemical.
You are the Jesse Pinkman to the last season of Breaking Bad. You are chained to a salary pay or hourly pay in a basement for hours making random people's concoctions. And you know what? I might be wrong. I might be right. All I know is I hate Big Pharma, but I love Big Pharma. I honestly think we should have a rule, 5 years of not helping anybody except for the flu and arm breaks, and leg breaks, like bone breaks. Next thing you know, highways are opening up. You know, I was supposed to die within like less than a month time frame. Guess what? Guess what? I'm part of that possibility of that 5 years that means. So fuck you if I might die in these next 5 years. But guess what? Human population is a problem. Stop giving diabetics fucking insulin. Fuck doing this and that, blah, blah, blah. I'm speaking that from my heart.
You really wouldn't give a diabetic insulin?
My sister's boyfriend, best boyfriend she's ever had, just got a brand new kidney because of being diabetic. He wasn't diabetic by his health, but by nature, he grew into it. Best person she knows. Fuck that. Let him die. it's so bad. It's so bad because, like, I almost died myself. So if I died, I believe in the cause. I believe in the cause. Evolution, man. We're pharma, like you what you're saying. Survival of the fittest. Yeah, survival of the fittest. We are getting overpopulated, where it's ruining our property value, our currency value. We are polluting the earth more. When one person dies, two people come in.
True. Yeah. That's the
right. That is nuts. Even though provenly spoken of technology, that rate is actually going down based on certain countries. Japan, Italy, Italy, America, things like that. That's a real thing. But when you're looking at third world countries to everything else, that statistic is still true.
Well, but that's because they have 9 kids, 5 of them die.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So you got to consider that.
I just didn't want to get. Yeah. So, no, I get what you mean. It's just saying, and it's going to cut a lot of big pharmaceutical companies, thing like that, money. But look at where the major industry is. Major industry, people can't afford healthcare in this country. Also, even down across the whole world. If you want to go to Canada, you know how long it takes you in a waiting room to actually get seen, even though it's free? Hours, like 4 to 6 hours. You're sitting in there. You're not instantly seen, right? So, all these other companies, yeah, you might get seen, whatever, cool, blah, blah, blah. Maybe they figure out the perfect formula after they've been around for thousands of years. And they took our advice and then made it a little socialist. What I'm saying is, we can fix all that. Doctors being less needed, things like that. If you want people actually working hard, things like that. Fucking just stop all the pill making. Stop all this for 5 years. 5 years only. 5 years only. It's kind of like China's main idea of, you know, you have two kids already. If it's a female, we'll kill it. That's China's idea.
That blows my mind.
Yeah, give it to China for coronavirus, helping us out through this whole epidemic of overpopulation. Everyone's so scared that I can't buy toilet paper at Target.
Well, oh, yeah. What is the joke with toilet paper here? What is this?
No, so toilet paper right now, I don't get it either because they'd rather pay that than tissue, I think is what it is. But if
for like
you have
your nose or shit?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. But I don't get coronavirus if you have it. Maybe you're shitting. But if the hallways are cleared out or the lanes are cleared out of only 8 people accounted in Oregon, state of Oregon, accounted for of having coronavirus, that means all 8 of you are buying out every Target, every Walmart for your toilet paper to Costco, having a security guard to hand you one at a time so you don't leave your house. Go fuck yourself. Go lick a pole. Go swim in the Willamette River. So you get adapted and living to the germs around you. Please, the only way you actually are sustainable as a higher immune system, unless if you're weak, which that's what Big Pharma's for. If you're weak and you can't deal with the little amount of germs, you're going to grow from it. Your body is going to fight them off consistently and your immune system is going to be bigger. I've swam in the Willamette River so many times. You want to know what my buddy caught from a catfish out of the Willamette River one time?
What?
A condom and a heroin needle stuck in his stomach.
Oh, God.
I swam in that river.
Yeah, the Willamette's overflow, pretty foul.
The overflow used to be shit, piss, whatever.
Yeah.
If it was too full in the underground of Portland.
Yeah.
So guess what? I swam in it. I used to do whatever. Backstroke. Butterfly. Whatever. Send me in there, bro. I'm having a good time. George Carlin lived till he was 86. You know why? He used to swim in the Hudson all the time as a kid. Not just the Hudson, but the back end of the Hudson. That's where he grew up. No one thought any problem. And wash his hands, whatever. Yeah, wash your hands every once in a while. You got dirty hands? Wash them. If you go pee, you know, women, wash your hands more because you're actually touching your piss. Guys, we're touching our dick. Yeah, the sweat. That's me touching my armpit and then shaking your hand. Should I go wash my hand after touching my armpit? No.
Depends on how much deodorant you put on, I guess.
Oh, God. But still, if you smell bad, people are just going to be away from you anyway.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? Shower. Do whatever. I got a roommate in this house. He doesn't use soap at all. He just rinses off.
I could take a guess on who that is.
The first two. It's the wrong one. I'm telling you that. It's the wrong one.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, you would think one, but whoa. It's the wrong one. Whoa. Yeah, whoa. Yeah. The guy that's seeming the cleanest is the only one that doesn't use shampoo.
What's his secret?
Maybe
it's Maybelline.
Good joke. We're working up for good jokes.
No. That's wild, though.
You need another? Empty.
But that's my third. Is it? I mean,
well, we're just
is
still
this
talking.
Sacrilege?
We're just still talking. Okay. So until we end, it's just another beer for every 20 minutes of what we talk. Nah, dude. Yeah, it's the guy you don't expect.
That's
weird,
impressive,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually,
right?
Impressive.
Dude, his girlfriend who hangs out with him, is like, yeah, I try to rub it. He's like, no, in the shower. Like, they shower together. She's like all bubbly, soapy, and, you know, he's able to rub it on her tits and shit. But for him, no, he doesn't want his tits rubbed in soap at all, ever from her.
Wow.
Dude, I can't wait to have all my roommates on as a podcast. You guys are all super fun.
I'm looking
super
forward
funny.
To that.
Hopefully before Curtis moves out. Reason Chris is moving in because Curtis, shout out to Curtis getting a new job out of Idaho, of a better wage. He's going to be a squad boss, not squad boss trainee, but squad boss, which is right underneath being a crew boss leader out in Idaho. He's going to make hella bank, really good insurance. Thank you, Curtis, for being a great roommate.
Is he firefighting? Or is
yeah,
he,
oh, yeah, three yeah. of us are wildland firefighters, so yeah. now it's going to move to two yeah. With you moving in here. That's where we got Smokey the Bear and these extreme fire danger things. I hope he doesn't take those because those are really great.
Yeah.
but, no, give it up to firefighters, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Again, even though we have to make sacrifices and find random strangers off the street willing to suck dick to move into a place.
hey, $20 is $20, man.
$20 $20 a month, man. I get it. Thank you again for bringing the beer. Thank you for talking about Big Pharma to Little Pharma. Because I'm in CBD and Ben in industrial to little industrial.
Being industrial. In small pharma, you get to see it all. And I think a lot of that is, once you're in big pharma, all you see is big pharma. So I definitely really
anybody sees
it.
Any pill, they think big pharma in general. So thank you for coming out here, Chris, and talking about it. And I'll be seeing you sooner than later downstairs,
yeah.
my friend.
Yeah.
Thank you. Everybody else here down... last little bits. You can find my Instagram comedy page at Cousin Daniel Hoffman. Hoffman with two F's, two N's. Other than that, you can email me at Cousin Daniel Hoffman. Also, again, with two F's, two N's at gmail.com. Give me responses. Give me advice, things. I want to be able to talk to you guys about problems, whatever. If I have to fill out a podcast or with a good friend and we just read off emails. So once again, please drive safe. Have a great night. Drink another beer. It's on me. Have a good night. Thank you. It's a cold 6 and 60. Yeah.